The last parak. Mishnah says, "Ha'isha shaholach baila v'tzarosa lamdinas hayom." Dinas hayom. A case like this: Ha'isha, she stayed home. The wife stayed home, but shaholach baila v'tzarosa lamdinas hayom. What happened was her husband and the other wife went away. As the husband, one wife went away on vacation, and the other wife stayed home. Now Bov Yomrullah, now Chayes and Eidecha came back and told her that Meiz Balcha, could be two ways and don't make a difference, but they told her, you know, your husband died. The Lacha is Loitinosei. She's not allowed to get married now, Veloitis Yabim. She can't have Yibim either. In other words, up until now, there was no children involved. So since there was no children involved, so Pasha, there should be a mitzvah Yibim. That now that the husband died, the brother-in-law has to make Yibim. But with Mishnah says no, she can't make Yibim either. Why? Until we find out, Shema Muberes Yitzarasa. Maybe the other wife became pregnant. Maybe when they went away on vacation, she became pregnant there. And if she's going to have a child, then the loch is there's no mitzvah Yibim. So you can't make Yibim. So therefore, Minasofik right now, the wife that is home has to wait until she finds out what happened to the Tzara. What happened to the other wife? She has to first make sure the other wife is not pregnant, and then she's allowed to get married. And then there'll be a mitzvah yibum. Because of like this, the brother-in-law can't be miyabma, because maybe the other wife is pregnant, she'll have a baby, and there won't be a mitzvah yibum. So therefore the Mishnah says, loy tinosei, loy tisyabim. She can't get married, because the way it is right now, there's no children, there should be a mitzvah yibum. But she can't make yibum until we find out what happened to the tzara. What about hoysolo chamos? She has a mother-in-law. His up until now, the case was, you married somebody, but he was the only son, there was no other breed, he didn't have any brothers. But the mother-in-law is still alive. So now, even though the mother-in-law like is someplace else, ain't no chasheshes. You don't have to be afraid, maybe your mother-in-law became pregnant, and she has a son and there's a brother alive. In other words, again, there's a wife, now a husband, and the husband's mother went on vacation. He's the husband, your husband and his mother went on vacation. And the news came back was that your husband died. Now, up until now, you had no children. So there should be a mitzvah yibum. But up until now, there was no brothers. Your husband had no brothers. But what should we be afraid of? Your mother-in-law went away on vacation also. Maybe she became pregnant there and she'll have another child and she gave birth already. So maybe there should be a mitzvah yibum. That the Mishnah says, no, you don't have to be afraid. But what about Yotus Amaleya? Let's say when the mother-in-law left, she was pregnant when she left, then Chasheshes. Then you have to be afraid. Even though over here, Lechura, what are we afraid about? It's not enough that she gives birth. She has to give birth to a boy. Sechura Tzoni Amiyat, because we'll see in the Gemara. Half give birth to girls, half give birth to boys. But there's also a percentage that is Mapil, that have miscarriages. So even though she left, so therefore it's like this. If she didn't leave pregnant, we'd only have to be afraid, so many sveikas, that maybe she became pregnant, and maybe she had a boy. So many sveikas we don't have to think about. But if she left when she was pregnant, then chasheshes. Then we have to be afraid, yes, maybe she gave birth to a boy already, and therefore now when your husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum, there's a brother alive. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a no, and chasheshes. You don't have to be afraid of this. Like Rashi says, we could say Shema Tepila. Maybe Shema Hepila. Maybe she was Mapil, she had a miscarriage. The Imtim Slaimalay Hepila, even if you want to say the mother in law did not have a miscarriage, but Shema Nekabalaisa. True, she was pregnant, but if she gives birth to a girl, there's no mitzvah yibum. It's only in the case that she has a boy. So there's odds not to have a boy. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid that she had a boy. Therefore, when you hear that your husband died, you're allowed to get married. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe there's a brother-in-law alive. As far as you know, there's no brother-in-law. You don't have to be afraid. So, Titus HaMachlekes Lechura, if you're chashish lemiyat or not, are you chashish for the miyat, the small cases or not? So, Gemara says, first of all, what's the first lashon? My heat sarasa. Says the first case of the Mishnah is that Hisha Shaholach Abayla Batsarasa, if one wife stayed home, and the husband and the other wife went on vacation, and they came back and told that your husband died, and says she can't get married, she can't have Yibum, until we find out what the loch of the Tsar is. So what's the loch in the Mishnah? Hitzarasa. What does it mean, hitzarasa? For the more, my hitzarasa. Hokam ashvalon. Lohot sarudachashinun. We're only afraid that when the husband left with his wife that he's married already, maybe she became pregnant. Avalet sarachrita lechashinun. But you don't have to be afraid that maybe when your husband went away to Medina Tayyam, he remarried there another lady, a third lady, and maybe she became pregnant. That much you don't have to be afraid about. You only have to be afraid that if you know when your husband left, he already had a wife, and he went away with his wife, so then we have to be afraid that maybe she's pregnant, and therefore, she has no mitzvah yibum, so therefore you can't be miyabim. Then the Mishnah says what? Leitinos leitis yabim. What happens now? She can't get married, because the way it is right now, they have no children, there should be a mitzvah yibum. But also leitis yabim, because we have to be afraid maybe the other wife is pregnant, and there'll be a baby involved, and then there'll be no mitzvah yibum. What's up like this? Bishlam Yavumilo, Bishlam, you understand why she can't have Yibam right now. The Dilma Miyabra? Because maybe the other wife is pregnant. If she's pregnant, she'll have a baby. There'll be no Mrs. Yibam. So if so, Kapoga Vyeshach, Tiraisa. So then look who you're doing and this is Tiraisa. So therefore this wife right now that's home can't have Yibam. This is very good. So, Bishlam Yivum Miloi, she can't have Yibum, the Dilma Miyabrok, or Pogabe Shasakti Raisa, that maybe the other wife is pregnant, and then there's no mitzvah Yibum, so your mom is being boiled on Eshasach, and this is the Raisa, that's why she can't have Yibum. And Eloi Tinasei, but why can't she get married right now? In other words, true, as far as we know, there's no children involved. But why not? Am I? Holachacha Rav Noshim. Why don't we go after Rav Noshim? For Rav Noshim is Sabras V'yoldos. Most ladies do become pregnant and do have children. So what happened here? The husband went away with his wife and they lived there for a while. Let's say for a year they lived there. And after a year you hear your husband died. So the chura is you go bust the Rav and Rav should tell us that most probably his wife there is pregnant. So then for sure what? There's no mitzvah yibum. So she should be allowed to get married. So how come we say she can't get married? That's the kasha. The chura gold boss or roiv noshim. Most ladies that live with the husband, they become pregnant. So why don't we say most probably she is pregnant, and therefore the wife at home is allowed to get married. There should be no mitzvah yibum. So chura the Mishnah says, Leima Reb Meihi. The chura Mishnah goes according to Reb Meihi Shita. The chayish lemuta. Reb Meihi is always afraid of a miyut. You don't go bust a rave. there's the small percentage. He's afraid of the small percentage. A small percentage of ladies don't become pregnant. So you have to be afraid. Maybe she's not pregnant. And therefore, there's no children. There is a mitzvah yibum. That's why she can't get married. Tomorrow says no. Afilo teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say, our mishnah goes according to rabbanon, maybe he asked the rabbanon basaruba. When did the rabbanon hold from this svar of roiv? You go after the majority. Ruba the yista come on. Only the type of a roiv that's in front of us. Now there's always two types of roivs. One roiv is called the yista come on in front of us. What's that case? Kegoyin tisha chanuyis. You have 10 butcher stores in the city. 9 of them are kosher. Tishuch means 9 of them is kosher. And 1 is treif. Now the halacha is, if you find a piece of meat outside, we say this meat came from the roiv. So since the roiv, the 9 butcher stores, is called in front of us, like we know where they are, they're there, that's called a rubid yisah kamun. So you go and say, most probably this meat that you find in the street, comes from the roiv. Who are the Sanhedrin? When you have a machlekes in the Sanhedrin, so we don't know who the paskal like, if you have 13 saying one way and 12 saying the other way, we go bust to the 13. That's also called Ruba the Yista Kamon. You have the 13 people right in front of us, you go bust a Raiv. So those are the two Raivs the Rabbanan go after. But Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But Stam a Raiv, that's a Svara like here. Not that we say most ladies, when they live with the husbands, they become pregnant. There's not in front of our nose. That's like called, it's not in front of us. That's like a Teva, that's nature is like that. Maybe the Rabbanan don't hold for such a roiv. That's not a good enough roiv. Loyaz the Rabbanan basaruba. The Rabbanan don't use such a roiv. For the Gemara, that's not true. We know they do use such a roiv. Varei kota nuktana. We had a lacha before that if the Yavam is a katana or the Yavam is a katan, that the Rabbanan say, the ruba the lesa kamonhi, for yaz the Rabbanan basaruba. that Rabbanan do believe, do trust the Rav, even though it's not in front of us. A Rav of nature, like we'll soon see. And Rabbanan therefore say they could be miyabing. Now what's the case? The Tanya would learn like this. Katan uktana. If the Yavam, the brother that's alive, is a katan, or the wife, that's the Yavama, she's a katana. The lacher is loicholtzim loimiyavim. They're not allowed to make chalitza now. A katana can't make chalitza. And no, then he can't make yibum. A katana can't make yibum. That's Rav Meir shita. Divrei Rabbi Meir. But Amru lo the Rav Meir, the Rabbanan said back to Rav Meir, Yofa Marta Shein Cholson. It's very good that you say that this katana and katana can't make chalitza. That's very good. Why? Ish ksiv pasha. The Torah says in the pasha of yibum ish. So we say umakshinan ishal ish that you can only make chalitza upon a gadol. You have to be a bar mitzvah dika boy, or else you have to be a bas mitzvah, but not a katan, not a katana. So that's good. Why I agree with you that a katan a katana cannot make chalitza. Ela but my time ain't miyavmin. How come you say they can't make yibum? Why not? Like a katan, if he's older than 9 years old, it's called a bia. He has a kinyan yibum. If a katana, if she's older than 3 years old, she has a kinyan bia. So why can't the katan and katana live together? Let them make yibum. That's the Rabbanan's kasha to Rav Meir. So Amulahem, Rav Meir answers back, no, katan we have to be afraid, shema yimtzasaurus. Maybe when this katan will grow up, he'll be a sterile person, he can't have children, so there's no mitzvah yibum. So he's being over the avera of eshesach, kitana, if she's a kitana also, shema timtzailonis. Maybe she'll be such a lady that can't have children. If she's an ailonis, there's no mitzvah yibum. V'nimtza poigim v'yerva. And if they're going to live together right now, it comes out that two erevim are living together. Like you're only allowed to live with your sister-in-law, with your brother-in-law, if there's a mitzvah yibum, if they could have children. But if there's such people that can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's Rav Meir Svara. In other words, he's afraid for the miyit, for the minority. For Rabbanan and Rabbanan say no. Zilba Saruba. Let's go after Rav, go after the majority of the children. That tiktanim v'roiv kitanim lav sarisa ninu. Most kids, when they grow up, they're not going to be sterile. Most kids are going to be able to have children. So therefore, right now, we have a right to say he's a person that will be able to have children. So he can make yibum right now. And who are the rabbanim say, zilba saroiv kitanis? Go after roiv of the kitanis. And what's the majority? The roiv kitanis, most girls, eventually, are lav idleness ninu. They will be able to have children later. They're not called an idleness. So you see what? The Rabbanan do go after Ruba, the lesser come on. So if the Rabbanan go after Ruba, the lesser come on, what's Shana Amishta then? If you go after the Rav, why do we say when the husband went away with his other wife? That we say when you hear your husband die, that you can't get married. Why not? Go after Rav. Rav ladies, when they live with the husbands, they become pregnant. So we should say for sure the other wife is pregnant, and therefore there should be no mitzvah yibum, and she should be able to get married. So why does our Mishnah say that she can't get married? So Marin says, Einachanami, Ela machvata maslisin rameyhi. You have to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that you're afraid for the minority. You're afraid for the miyut, that maybe the other wife that your husband lived with can't have children, and therefore she's not pregnant yet. And therefore there is a mitzvah yibum, and that's why the Mishnah says, Lo tinasei, she can't get married. Tzmura says, B'maya kimta, who do you want to put our Mishnah like? B'maya kimta k'rabi meya. You want to tell me now our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita? That what, you're afraid for the minority. For the Gemara, if so, I'm a sefer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Hoy solo chamas. She has a mother-in-law that's alive. The mother-in-law is on the other side of the ocean also. So now what happens is now they tell you your husband died. So the way it is right now, there's no other brothers, so you can get married. And that's what the Mishnah says, that you don't have to be afraid. Maybe your mother-in-law on the other side became pregnant and has another boy. You don't have to be afraid. It says, Eina chasheshes. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe she's going to have a boy. So therefore, you're allowed to get married now. So as far as you know, there's no brother-in-law alive. You're allowed to get married. For the Gemara, Amai, why is that? Holach Amai. Why? Because holach achar rev noshim, rev noshim is sabras v'yoldos. The churi should go bus a rev to say that what most probably the mother-in-law did become pregnant. Because most ladies, because the mother-in-law went away with her husband, so most probably she became pregnant. So what do you want to tell me? That miyot ma'pilis, that a minority of them though have a miscarriage, and v'chol ha'yodos, whoever don't have a miscarriage but gives birth, is machzas chorim or machzas nekevis.
the percentage-wise is 50% is boys, and 50% are girls. So it comes out now that if your mother-in-law on the other side, true, Rav says she became pregnant, that's true, but there's still a miyut that says she was mapul, she had a miscarriage. And even if not, there's still a machta that were girls. So if so, you don't have a 50% chance that there's a boy. Is smoich miyuta de mapilois, put on one side of the scale, this minority of ladies that have a miscarriage, and also put on that side the machta nekevis, to half of the ladies that give birth that have girls, to have you lose the chorim miyuta. So on the other side of the scale, all you can have is the 50% of ladies that do give birth have boys. But that's not enough for the other side of the scale. The other side of the scale is bigger, because the other side has the minority that have miscarriages. So that's why the Mishnah says you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid that maybe she's going to have a boy. That's what the Mishnah says. But that's good if you go bust a rife. For at the Gemara, Tevela is her muta. Velechish, did the kasha now. So, Pasha the Mishnah says, you're not chosha for the meat. The kasha now is, why not? If you tell me now, our Mishnah goes according to Rameya, and Rameya is chayish, chayish, lemiyat, see here also, if you have a mother-in-law alive, the mother-in-law is alive, living with her husband, so why aren't we afraid, maybe she became pregnant, and maybe she had a boy? True, it's only a miyat, but Rameya is afraid for the miyat. So where it says, Dilma kivon the ichsuka l'shuk, maybe here it's better. So the Maisa, the way it stands right now, the way we knew before the mother-in-law went away, they had no children. So therefore right now, she has no brother-in-law, so she's the cheskes that when her husband dies, she's allowed to get married. So you have a chazaka. Is kivan yischazik l'shuk l'chayish, therefore we're not afraid that maybe she gave birth to a boy. For the Gemara, no, reisha, yischazik l'yibum, if so, in the reisha of the case is that when the husband went away, there was no children involved. So right now she's the cheskas that if her husband dies, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Is tiyabim? Why do you say in the ratio that when the husband goes away with the other wife, we're afraid maybe the wife became pregnant? Why? Kol bosa chazaka. When they left, there was no children involved. We should say there's still no children. She should be able to have yibum. Elamai is saying, no, Remei, even though there's a chazaka, you're still afraid for the miyat, for the minority. See here also that in the sefer also, why do we say the mother-in-law? We're not afraid she had a boy. Why not be afraid for the miyut? Hamer Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuha. Reisha, the terrors like this. There's a difference between the reisha and the seifa. Reisha, the yisakoris chashashu. In the reisha that we say, should there be a mitzvah yibum or not? On the tzad that there's a child involved, that the other wife is pregnant, there's an yisakoris if you live with your brother-in-law. A sister-in-law is not allowed to live with a brother-in-law, only if there's a mitzvah yibum. So in the ratio of the Mishnah, we have a doubt, maybe the other wife is pregnant, that there's no mitzvah yibum, so we tell you have to be machmir, because it's an issachorus. Then we're afraid for the meat. Mashen came safe for the end of the Mishnah, it's only a question, could she get married to somebody else? Now, at most she's doing is only an issalav. Even on its side that there is a brother alive, that she is called the Yavama, if she gets married to somebody else, it's only an issalav. So I tell you, the Yisur Alav, Loi Choshishu. Maybe if the Avera is only a small Avera, like a regular Lav, then maybe Rav Meir is not Choshish Lamiyat. Maybe that's Pshan Mishnah. When are we Choshishin Lamiyat in the Reisha? We have to do the Avera with the Chiyav Chorus. That's a stronger Avera. There were more Machmir. Don't do things with a small doubt. But in the end of the Mishnah, where at most you can be doing is only a Lav. Like even if the brother is alive, all she's doing is getting married to somebody else, they were not afraid for the minority, for the meat. Omar Rav, Rav doesn't like this terrace. Rav says, Michti, let's see. Hodi Yeraisa, Vodi Yeraisa. They're both Yisurim the Yeraisa. Mali Yisakoros, Mali Yisalav. What should be the difference? The klal is, whenever you have a shayla of an Yisur the Yeraisa, you have to go to Chumra. If you have a doubt whether you're being over an Yisur the Yeraisa, the loch is, you have to be mach, you have to be strict upon yourself. You can't do it. Here also, if you tell me there's a svara, you have to be afraid for the minority, see even in the sefer also. Lamaisi, your mother-in-law is alive, she's living with her husband, you have to be afraid for the minority that maybe the mother-in-law gave birth to a boy, and there should be a mitzvah yibum. So therefore, Rava doesn't like this teretz. Say hello, my Rava. Rava says like this.